This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com Paranormal and New Age member podcast feed in reply to Mizar on the topic, Amon's Planar Model of Spiritual Reality, Volume 2. By the way, I really hosed up the whole volume thing in these planar model pod threads, so we'll just let the chips fall where they may on that. So, Mizar, thanks for your response and the insights. First off, I just want to say that I don't think we really disagree on much. I mean, certainly I know that some of my theories, which remain nothing more than theories, I might add, may not find agreement with many Christians. However, and I don't have any problems with it. And, you know, whether you're Catholic or Protestant, I'm sure that there are many folks out there that will disagree with what I have to say. And, really, I don't have a problem with that. What I find intriguing, however, is how much my current working model of reality does agree with so much that's found in Christian scriptural sources. And not only from there, but with so much of what's found in every spiritual tradition I'm aware of, as well as the behavioral patterns of humans and, life in general. There's some patterns there. There's some trends. There are things that all these things have in common, and that's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm trying to find out more is what are these commonalities and why are they things that all these different what would seem to be disparate things? Why do they have so much in common? So, in that sense, I find my model to be a valuable tool for gaining perspectives on these issues. At the same time, I know it's got to be flawed in some way, so I continue to bang on it and see what falls out. In other words, I'm sort of testing the hypothesis, if we want to be scientific about it. I have many relatives who are devout Christians, both as Catholics and Protestants, Baptists to be specific, and when I say devout, I mean devout. I have several relatives who have walked the walk as missionaries in Asia, and while none of them have been eaten, they did know people who were, and if that isn't a test of faith, I don't know what is. Recently, a relative from that side of the family that's very dear to me died, and when I attended his funeral, I had the opportunity to discuss spiritualism with many of my devout Baptist relatives. Now, mind you, they all know that I used to be a Christian, registered Baptist myself, for 25 years, in fact, and ultimately I renounced Christian doctrine as something I just couldn't make sense of. Believe me, I tried, and ultimately I just decided that I had to be honest and say, no, this does not make sense to me. And that's why I said, okay, this isn't the way for me. That was over 4 years ago, and it was sort of a big deal back then. However, having the benefit of time to reflect, I'm really coming to see things differently. Perhaps one of the most valuable benefits of applying my simple model to my own spiritual history is the fact that it allows me to reconcile my personal experiences with the doctrines of Christianity and other systems of belief. After all, I'm probably more sure of the spiritual existence of Jesus and the Christian God, or gods, perhaps, than most Christians. So when it comes to Christianity, I'm not saying they don't exist. Where the arguments may start is when I disagree that the Christian God is necessarily the one true God, or what I call the Creator. I'm not sure that they're the same, and there are many reasons why I don't think they necessarily are. However, that doesn't mean I think Christianity is a bad thing, or that prayer, worship, sacrifice, and service to the Christian God is a bad thing. Rather, I see these things as a choice among many choices, and not necessarily a bad choice. Of course, there's much more to all of this, and I'll leave that to other podcasts. The main thing is that I want to encourage Mizar and all Christians to explore the nature of their faith, prayer, worship, and sacrifice that come with being a Christian. I'm confident that wherever that exploration may lead, it will be a good thing. Mizar, let love and light mark your path. Be well, friends.